Pope Francis starts a 5-day trip to Colombia on Wednesday. He arrives at a historic moment. Colombia's long war against the Marxist guerrilla group known as the FARC has finally ended. And as John Otis reports, Francis will find a country that's deeply divided over the peace process.
This is the official hymn for the papal visit to Colombia.
Corazones llenos de alegría. Colombia te recibe hoy unida.
The song claims that Pope Francis will be received by a united Colombia. But that's a bit of a stretch. Yes, things in Colombia are looking up. Last year, the government signed a peace treaty with FARC rebels, ending 52 years of fighting that killed more than 220,000 people. And on Monday, the government and a smaller rebel group called the ELN announced a bilateral ceasefire. Pope Francis has been a vocal supporter of both efforts and promised to visit Colombia once the FARC peace process had taken hold. That appears to be happening. Over the summer, the FARC guerrillas laid down their weapons. Last week, the FARC took another major step by launching a left-wing political party. FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño made the announcement before thousands of supporters in Bolívar Plaza, which lies next to the Bogotá Cathedral. I visit the cathedral a few days later. A special service is being held in preparation for the arrival of Pope Francis. But many of the faithful badmouth the peace process. They complain that during the war, the FARC was deeply involved in drug trafficking and carried out massacres and kidnappings. In fact, voters narrowly rejected the FARC peace treaty in a referendum last October, though the Congress went ahead and ratified the deal.
Más adelante, este movimiento tome mucha fuerza y terminemos en un narcoestado, en un país castrochavista.
Oscar Hernandez, who's waiting in line to enter the cathedral, fears the FARC will take power through the ballot box, then set up a narco state or a radical leftist regime like in Cuba or Venezuela. It could be catastrophic for the country, he says. But others see hope in the papal visit.
Es importante la venida del Papa por esto, porque de pronto él nos va a ayudar a que todos nos reconciliemos.
Mauricio Rodriguez, who's selling Pope Francis baseball caps outside the cathedral, says his visit could bring the two sides together and keep the peace process from breaking down into new fighting. The Pope's official motto for this trip is Demos el primer paso, Spanish for let's take the first step towards national reconciliation. To that end, the pontiff will hold a prayer meeting, bringing together war victims as well as former FARC guerrillas. He will also celebrate Holy Mass in the cities of Bogota, Medellin, and Cartagena. But Colombians don't always listen to papal messages. That was the case in 1986, the last time a pope visited the country.
Pido por la paz, por la cesación de la guerrilla.
Back then, Pope John Paul II called for Colombia's rebel groups to disarm and for an immediate end to the fighting. Instead, the war ground on for another 30 years. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota.